Ladies and gentlemen, before we start this episode, I just want to acknowledge that Remembrance Day is on November 11th, so wear your poppy. Remember the veterans who fought and died, unless we forget. Now, continuing on to our regularly scheduled program.
You're listening to Drunkle's Den.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Drunkle's Den. I'm your fucking host, Drunkle Ross, here with the lovely Chief Keefe. How are we today, my friend?
We're doing all right. How are you, man?
Oh, fuck, man. After last weekend?
Feels like it's been forever.
It does feel like it's been forever, but after last weekend, I'm doing fucking beautiful. It was a great weekend.
No week-long hangover, right?
Oh, my God. Thank fuck for that. Now, last weekend, ladies and gentlemen, was Halloween weekend, as today is Sunday, November 9th. What happened? Like, we're going to have to walk through that.
Oh, yeah. Halloween was on a Friday. Monumental.
Fucking monumental. It was beautiful.
So, yeah, we dressed up. We went out in the town. And
What do we do, though?
Oh, I thought we were escorts.
No, I'm not. Value. I'm not dressing up as your mother, buddy.
Oh, fuck.
We're starting early, ladies and gentlemen.
Put in the air fryer for a couple minutes.
No. Excuse me. Drunkle dressed up as Meatloaf, the singer. And you dressed up as what? Soprano?
I dressed up as Tony Soprano in his bathrobe. Yeah.
Your prop orange juice is still in my fridge.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I actually got to drink that.
Your diet, your fucking mixer.
Yeah. My shum pulp. Oh, fuck.
Oh, it was a beauty night. We fucking started out at we started out at the Triangle.
Yeah, it was the funniest thing. So we made it to the Triangle. And we're thinking, like, you know, the Blue Jays game going on, we're thinking, okay, or at least I told Ross, I was like, watch us walk in there, nobody's dressed, a bunch of fucking 75-year-old guys, we look like dicks. As soon as we walk in there, not a fucking peep, everybody's watching the game, and they're not dressed up, and they're all fucking old, and they're staring at us like we just walked out of a fucking psych ward.
Yeah.
It was fucking funny.
Yeah. No, I didn't give a fuck.
I don't know.
I was getting drunk, I don't care. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. Fucking shout out to the bartender for making the best Guinness on the island.
Oh, that's the best.
It's fucking amazing.
And then where did we go after that?
We went to Spo.
Yeah.
We hit up the Sportsman's. Then we sat there for a bit. It was great. $4 beer. Well, $4.50 if you don't have a membership.
Get
ladies
the membership.
And gentlemen,
get
your membership.
We got to plug the membership again.
We do. Ladies and gentlemen, get your Sportsman's membership. $45. You skip the line. 50 cents off. Domestic beers, and you don't fucking pay cover. So if you're going to fucking like 5 shows and getting drunk, it's just going to pay for itself.
Yeah, that's more money to gamble.
Exactly.
They make more money.
Exactly. I think, did I feed a few bucks in the machine or what?
You did the other night.
Yeah, I won. Well, we'll get to that after.
Yeah. And then we went to somewhere we never go.
Jay Bizzle's.
Yeah, there's a big show going on.
Great fucking show. Yeah. One of the best fucking shows.
Fuck, it was fun.
I watched.
I do not like John. Dude, I don't understand how that place is like a club because it's so fucking small.
It sucks.
Like, it's a fucking, like, I don't, it's so fucking tiny. Like,
I don't know. I don't get it. Yeah. That same with old Dublin Pub. I don't get why people fucking club there. It sucks.
There's nowhere else to fucking go on the show.
Well, that's true.
There's no Velvet Underground anymore.
No Myron's to fucking party at, eh?
No fuck. Underground Railroad.
But no, yeah, we went to JB's there. We watched Cherry Plaza play,
yeah,
which was fucking great. I could not hear shit after.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way.
That's how it's supposed to
fucking be. If you can't hear shit and you're picking your feet up off all the fucking beer grime off the floor, that's how you know you had a good night.
Yeah, if your fucking shoes aren't sticky after the fact, fuck you.
Don't wake up. If you wake up next to a heifer, well, I'm sorry.
Hey, she ain't 380. Or fuck, she ain't a lady if she ain't 380. Fuck. Yeah.
When it's getting cold these months, okay? You need someone to warm you up.
No, you don't.
Well, fat chicks need love too. They just got to pay.
Fat chicks need love too, just not mine.
Yeah, someone else's.
And you wonder why we're single, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Anyways.
You're happy.
I'm fucking, I love it. What was I going to say? Yeah, fucking...
Yeah, John Brown sucks.
John Brown sucks, but, however, sucks we, the last show they played there for Halloween night was a Black Sabbath cover band, Nativity in Black. fucking great. Amazing. If
I woke up, well, I'll just say a little tidbit. I think for the next 2 days or so, my neck was so fucked because I was hang-banging so much. There's like that fucking point in the back of your neck. It was just in fucking pain. It was hard to look down.
See, that was me. I couldn't hear for 2 days.
Well, yeah, that was my right ear was ringing. But I'm used to that. It shows. So.
I don't care. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah. No, it was fucking great.
Great. Now, coming from, like, probably, like, I don't know, the 10th biggest Black Sabbath fan, me, it was a great fucking show. The boys fucking played it fucking beautifully.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Didn't fucking Mr. Langell, didn't he? He did it fucking blindfolded, too.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I know he was playing bass.
Oh, yeah. Fucking geezer.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So that was fun. So what did we do the next night?
Oh, we went back to Spo.
Yeah, we did.
Well, we went back to the Triangle. Then we went back to Spo.
What were we dressed up as, though?
We were dressed up as World of T-shirts.
We went to
Joshua
Halloween
Block.
Central in the mall, and we saw those fucking...
No, it was Spirit Halloween, buddy.
Oh, Spirit Halloween, sorry. What? Who gives a shit? and we saw the captain's hat.
It called
the
me.
Sea shanty hat.
It was like fucking Green Goblin's mask. Yeah.
We saw that. We're like, fuck, we got to get that. So that was the costume for the next day.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, it was fun. And then I think everyone else was fucking hungover because there was like nobody out. There were a few like.
Well, the fucking Jays game was going on.
There was a few heifers out, but that was it.
Oh, my fucking God.
A few heifers dressed up.
Dude, we were leaving Sportsman's, and one of the boys, he goes, oh, my God. I go, what? Fat women, 5 o'clock. You can hear them fucking boom, boom, coming up the fucking stairs.
Oh my goodness.
It was great. But when we were leaving,
yeah,
they were all at the bar. And me and Dickless over here still had the captain's hat on. And these fucking broads look at that. Hello, sailors. So we didn't fucking say anything. We just walked down the fucking stairs and you could hear them. Oh, well, hello to you too then.
Oh,
fucking. Hilarious.
As soon as I heard that, it kind of gave me Vietnam flashbacks because it would have been a couple Halloweens ago. We were in the factory, I think.
Oh, God.
and I can't dance, but when I'm drunk, I can't dance, but I do it anyway. So I love to move. So I was like doing the thing, you know, you throw a rope at somebody, try to pull them in. Nobody was budging. Then all of a sudden, I see this old fucking dude dressed up as a sailor.
A sailor.
And he was loving it.
He was flaming homo, too.
Oh, yeah. He was one of the originals.
Oh, yeah. He was the OG.
Oh, yeah. He was in the Navy, for sure. That was not a he was not wearing a costume. But he also probably had about 4 teeth. I think he had more grandchildren than he had teeth, for sure.
His fucking mouth looked like a parking garage.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
It was a good time.
It was a great fucking time. Yeah. Not at factory, but this weekend was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was fucking amazing.
And the rest of it was just spending it recovering. Went to McDonald's after.
Yeah, we did. We gotta stop doing that because we're the oldest fucking people in there.
That's the thing, man.
We look like fucking losers.
It was cool to go to McDonald's after the bars when you were like 17, but when you're 20 fucking 2.
Well, you're not going to the bars at 17, you retard.
You would.
Well.
Some people would.
I know.
We'd go out to the fucking house parties or whatever. But.
Oh, yeah. But, like, you get drunk, you go to fucking McScrotum's. And, like at 19, that was the best fucking thing in the world.
Yeah.
Because you had money, you were drunk, and you got to harass the fucking local security guard in there.
I mean, you act like we don't do that now. We do that now.
Well, no, it's changed. I'm kind of drunk. I have no fucking money, but I still harass the security guard.
That stays the same. Where you get the fucking, you throw the wet floor sign over the stall.
Oh, fuck. We did that one time.
Yeah, you did.
Jesus Christ.
But there's a difference. Like, you don't just go up to him and say, fuck you, man. No, instead you gotta like fuck with him. You just gotta like leave a trail of napkins to the bathroom or something. So you gotta make him pick up every single one. But don't make the worker pick it up. Make the security guard work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, he kicked out like a group of dicks there like at least 4 times.
Yeah. Oh, no, he wasn't fucking there the one time we were there. And we had 2 fucking dumb fucking hicks trying to fucking attack us.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we've told that story.
No, we have not.
I think that was our first brawl.
That was 3 years ago.
Jesus, yeah. That long?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I don't even, like, I still don't really know this day what the reason was. I mean, you could say they were drunk, but I don't think that's enough of a reason.
No, because Buddy was drunk looking for a fight.
Yeah, but, like, go to McDonald's. Like, yeah, I'm surprised you didn't come to McDonald's with 2 fucking black eyes. Like, he already wasn't fighting before.
Fuck, man. No, that was
his bitch wife next to him.
Well, that was a fucking time. We'll skip the fucking, like, the meaty details, but basically one of the boys fucking pulls pants half down, told Buddy to kiss his fucking fat white ass,
yeah.
And we got drinks thrown at us.
Well, they were fucking, they started it. They good 30 years old, like.
Oh, no, they were more than that.
They were fucking, they were chirping me, because I was getting, Buddy there fucked up his leg.
You were wearing
drunk.
The suit, too.
Yeah, Buddy fucked up his leg drunk, so I was getting him food and shit, trying to be a good person. The guy keeps chirping me, but as soon as I would talk to him, he would go, oh, I'm not doing anything. So then finally, I'm like, all right, I'm like, Buddy, like, you married that fucking girl. You don't need to take it out on me. Like, and then she goes, what did you just say? And that's when it all fucking started. Buddy goes, kiss my fat white arse. And then he gets a drink thrown at him, which, I mean, you know, good times. And then starting to fight, and then they just fucking leave. And then,
well, you're missing the best part.
Well, I'm getting there. Okay. As he's leaving, the fucking one of the guy that fucked up was like, your wife's a fucking two.
No. He was saying that beforehand. That's what riled them off.
Yeah.
he's fucking
2 out of 10.
Yeah, he's sitting there. He goes, yeah, no, it's not my fault your fucking wife's 2 out of 10. Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Your wife's fucking two, buddy.
Well, then the cop showed up.
Yeah, the cop showed up, and he's drunk.
He was trying to explain what happened to the cops. He goes, well, basically, these two guys came in, and they had their wives, and they seemed to be a little drunk. They were picking fights. And well, basically, Buddy thought he had a big dick.
Yeah, Buddy's whose Buddy, wife was a two, yeah. Thought he had a big dick. Yeah. Thought he was fucking gone, and you could see the cop.
The cop's like, I can't use this.
All right, yeah.
He just threw at the notepad.
Yeah, he just fucking closed his notepad and goes, all right, boys, you got to go.
Yeah. And then that was
great.
It.
It was
nothing
beautiful.
Fucking happened.
No, it was that was a monumental night.
Yeah,
that was great because
we were minors though too, so you know we could have charged them with pedophilia.
No, we weren't. We were
because were we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we were going to say that we were minors to make it even worse. They groped us.
You
allegedly.
Wish. You wish.
Maybe
it's not Matthew Allen Craswell.
Oh fuck. Oh god, it's not someone else we know.
Oh, that'll be coming up shortly. yeah, but fucking Halloween, ladies and gentlemen, that was it was a
Halloween
fucking
1977.
Beauty, right? Halloween 2025. Meatloaf and Joshua Block. That was. I need to get a life.
Yeah.
I need to start doing
well, the thing
something.
That fucking I noticed too is we went to McDonald's. We were the oldest there. We were basically the chaperones for all the 15-year-olds.
Okay.
Don't take that out of context.
Okay.
And none of them knew who Josh Block was. None of
them. Yeah, that's wild.
None of them came up and fry bagged us. I was very surprised by that.
I was disappointed.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking put the fries in the bag. I would have freaked the fuck out.
Even normies know who he is.
Oh, fuck yeah. But it, like, I don't get it. A lot of people are straying away from the lol cows nowadays. A lol cow, ladies and gentlemen, is somebody you basically make fun of until they fucking snap.
I think it's just
online.
People have hobbies.
That's true. That is, well. We're fucking doing our hobby now.
Drinking.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of drinking.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
We like to call this segment
Chief Keeves Brew of the Week.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one.
Chief Keeves Brew of the Week. Now, what do we have today?
Early. I like it. Some fucking Austrian bullshit.
Austrian bullshit. So it's
a
German beer.
Yeah. See, so brewed in Austria. Blah, blah, blah.
What's it called?
Steigl.
Steigl,
go to Brown.
Okay. How much pay for it?
Too much. It's $3.99 for me. No. It's about $5. $5 for a fucking a pint is stupid.
It is fucking stupid.
It's fucking ridiculous. Anyways, let's get this on.
Cracker open.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Make a grown man cry.
Make me cream.
I'd rather just drink.
Better crying while you drink. First impressions.
Tastes like a lager.
It's beer.
Yeah.
All right. Drunkle's going in for a sip.
You ever cry when you wanked?
No, excuse me?
You ever have a cry wank?
No.
You ever go in a wank?
You just... And that was Chief Keef's Brew of the Week.
Oh, yeah. We're still
here,
there.
Well, yeah. Drunkle's taking a sip.
Don't act like it's fucking. It literally tastes like just a fucking regular drink.
It's good. It's a little
light.
I was gonna say it's a little light. And it's a little bitter.
I don't. I find it light. Like it doesn't.
It's very light.
Kick you in the butt.
Fuck
it's supposed to.
Fuck no. It's no Guinness.
Now, if it's a German beer, it should have a girl with big tits. but you can only get that at Sportsman's.
Playing the slot machines.
Playing beer house.
Beer
which
house.
Is the best one because you never win. But you get to look at Tatas all day.
You never win.
You won, like, what, one fucking time? Because that fucking... How much you pay her?
Well, that's true. No, that's the one I fucking win off of every time. I don't play the machines often, but when I do, I usually
I know which one you win on. It's the one.
Price is Right.
Second one to the left. Yeah, it's the price.
Yeah, it's the price. Oh, dude, I fucking win on that all the time. That's another thing we did Saturday was gamble.
Yeah, there's a few games, and you won. We should bring that up.
I won $83.
Yep.
It all went to beer.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. That's right. You win $5. Rounds. Next one's for
rounds
me.
Rounds on nobody, gentlemen. Fuck.
You're paying for mine now.
Booze and drinks on you, the Philip Brown way.
You put $50 in, you get back $5, you go, at least I can buy a beer.
He pumps $200 into those VLTs, wins fucking $60 back, and he thinks he's ahead.
That's the Trailer Park Boys segment. At least has to be at least one.
Oh, thank you.
We should. Are you going to bring that up?
We will in a bit. Okay. Yeah, we will in a bit. But yeah, no fucking. Okay, so that fucking brew, out of 10.
I mean, I'd drink the shit out of this. I'd give it a good 8. Honestly.
8 out of 10, yeah. Not bad. I'd give it a fucking solid 7. I don't like beer. I don't like light beer. Sorry.
You don't like lager?
Not really.
I fucking do. I've got some Moose Green here too, which is.
That's
just
the only lager I like.
Liquid gold.
Like Moose, I fucking love Moose. But like, I like a dark beer. I like me a stout.
Oh yeah, the stout.
That's my shit.
I never was big on the schooner. That's the maritime shit. But
dude,
never big into schooner.
Fucking don't get schooner. It literally it tastes like you're licking an old bread heel. That's what it fucking tastes like.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, so I mean, at the end of the day, all beer is like drinking an alcoholic's piss. You know. It's just fucking regurgitated piss water. That's like Bud Light and shit, but...
That's regurgitated shit.
Yeah.
That, like, sucks.
I've had some, like, 11% beers. Oh, my God.
Oh, you had that fucking, like, that Norwegian
yeah,
beer.
It was fucking...
That thing was disgusting.
Awful.
You
like, if I open the beer and I can smell it, that's bad. It's like those IPAs. I've shit on IPAs before, and I will shit on them till the end of time.
Yeah,
I don't
IPAs
fucking like
suck.
IPAs.
IPAs are pretty shitty. They're pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And what's worse, the IPAs are the people that drink them. I think it's the people that drink them because they pretend to like them.
It's like, I think we brought this up before. It's like the snobby whiskey dicks.
Yeah.
Gotta have it in your little faggoty fucking little piss
ass. If there's
glass.
One thing I know about, it's whiskey dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you gotta have it in your little piss ant glass. You gotta swirl it around,
swirl it around.
Fucking, like I told the bartender at the old Triangle, cheap whiskey will get you drunk just as good as fucking expensive whiskey.
Exactly. Same with beer.
Yeah.
I'm not buying no fucking $15 beer. Give me a fucking $4 beer.
Well, the way this fucking country's going, it's going to be $15 soon.
Better not be. Wow. No, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, I love going in the liquor store and they got what was the most recent one? You know how, like, you know, like, oh, you buy this pack, get a free hat or something?
Yeah.
This one was buy, like, a two-four, and you get a free bag of chips.
Fuck off,
and,
really?
Of course, 2-4 is, like, $50, right? Because they're so expensive.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, when I see people who buy, like, you know, like, 36 packs, and they're buying, like, 2 or 3, I'm not thinking, oh, my God, that guy's an alcoholic. He should seek treatment. I go, how the fuck can he afford that?
Well, that's because they have a job. Do you know what a JOB is?
They can't fucking afford that. Unless they're working for the government.
They budget it.
That's the only fucking way.
They budget it out. Are we going to eat this weekend or are we going to drink?
Well, you can get a meal in a can or you get drunk and get fed.
There you go. Have a Guinness.
Yeah.
The only good way to pour a Guinness is down the sink.
Oh, fuck.
I like
that's another great thing about us men. We can drink beer.
Fucking.
That's a manly thing.
Here it comes. I can see the comments. That anti-feminist
pig.
That's
implying that women listen to this podcast.
That's very true.
If women listen to this podcast.
I'm clipping that for the Instagram
If women listen to the podcast, they fear us.
I'm clipping that for the Instagram
Clip it all
reel.
You fucking want, man.
Oh, we're going to get canceled. No, we're not. I don't care. It's
the only way
Stanton,
a fucking girl, a girl would stay near me is if she was surgically attached to me.
Fuck, man.
Siamese twin.
You had to put stakes around your neck for the dog to fucking play with you, for Christ's sake.
Well, fuck, last time I took a girl over, my dad put newspapers on the floor.
Yeah, for you.
Oh, fuck. That one time I pissed myself. When's the last time you pissed the bed? Honestly.
Good Lord. Like 15 years ago?
So what age would that be?
Like
I don't believe you.
6 or 7?
I don't believe you at all.
6, 7?
I don't believe you at all.
Okay.
I don't remember when the last time I was, but it would have been probably like 9. Like,
oh, really?
Been older. I don't, or 9 or 10. I don't believe you, though. Six.
I don't fucking know. It hasn't been recent, that's for sure.
Ever been any dribble? Almost. Because I've had times.
Dribble, sir.
I've had times where I've had dreams. I haven't pissed myself in a long time, or at least
there's been times where I've had dreams
where I'm like doing something, and all of a sudden I take a piss, and I wake up, and I go, oh fuck. I have to, like, hold it back in.
It's one of them ones you can't make it to the bathroom, so you just got to piss out your window.
That's what you do?
Stink up the screen. I don't have any windows in my room, so I just...
I've pissed out the window one time. I'll be honest. I've pissed out the window. Thought. Yeah, because there was one time I broke my ankle, and I don't know. I think I didn't want to tell my dad, so I didn't tell him that night. I was going to tell him in the morning. So my room's upstairs. Bathroom's downstairs. I was not... going up and down the stairs on one leg.
Stores.
So I just cranked, opened up the window, took off the screen, and pissed out the window.
Oh, my God.
At about 5 in the morning, the sun was coming up. I was really hoping no one would see it.
Golden hour, golden
shower. Fuck, it was worth it. I'll tell you that.
Fuck.
2 shakes. I wasn't jerking off. You can't get me for that.
Fuck.
You put me on the SO list.
How do you sit to pee out the window?
Oh, I almost fell. Don't worry about that.
Oh, my God. That's, That was a lovely
A little
sentence.
Bit of trivia about me. I've pissed out the window before.
Little
never shat out a window, though.
No. You shit your drawers.
I've shat my drawers. It's like every time you take a shit and it's not in a toilet, it's going to be a bad shit. It's just going to be the worst shit you've ever had in your life.
Okay. First of all,
what?
If you're not taking a shit in the toilet, what the fuck are you doing?
Okay, well, I said toilet. I meant, like, somewhere, like, an actual, like, a bathroom. Like, I'm talking about, even if it's in, like, an outhouse or something, like, you're out somewhere.
I've never shit in an outhouse.
I mean, there's times, like, you're at, like, out somewhere. And
oh, it's
so
like
not
a porta-john.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, anywhere that's, like, not, like, an actual bathroom.
Or anywhere, okay, well,
it's not
going
to be a good shit.
Anywhere that's not your fucking own shitter.
That's true, yeah.
Home is where the shitter feels comfortable.
Yeah. And it's almost like, I mean, it's not exactly related, but it's like, not only when you're drunk, but it's like, fuck, I got to take a piss, and you got to take it somewhere outside. It's always the longest fucking piss of your life.
Yeah, but it's the best piss.
It is the best, but you're sitting there like, I need to stop. There's fucking joggers coming. There's fucking police officers, a canine squad. Like, I can hear them outside. But, yeah. So, I pissed out the window, I've shit my drawers. What else have you done?
Drink.
Do you ever get the liquor shits?
Oh, fuck yeah. I've never shit my pants, though.
I never understood the whole, like, getting drunk pissing yourself. I've never got that.
I've never been so drunk I've lost control of my bodily functions.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it's the same
I've
with,
been
like,
fucking drunk.
It's the same with people that, like, throw, like, you know you're going to throw up.
Yeah.
Don't act like it just came out all of a sudden. It's not how it works.
No,
you can feel it.
I've only puked a few times due to drinking.
Really?
Only, like, maybe, like, less than fucking 10 times.
I swear it's only because of the spins for me. It's not like my body's like, oh, I got too much liquid in me. It's just...
Well, fuck, when you have to crawl up the stairs to go to bed, that's how you know you had a good night.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah, I wake up, my shoes are still fucking on, lights on, and shit's all over. I'm like, I gotta find everything.
Wake
now.
Up, you look like a fraggle. Fuck.
I look like a lot worse than that.
Oh, I know.
I look like me.
Cracked your fucking mirror.
Oh, fuck. I say, I have any mirrors left.
Oh, my God. At least you can fit in the mirror. I can't.
That's just a sad reality.
That is a fucking... That is a sad fucking reality, isn't it?
Yeah. You want to open up to me? Why don't you show them on the doll where you touch me?
Well, I'm not Matthew Allen Croswell.
Oh, fuck.
That's a...
Do you know
allegedly.
Why? You know why? Because you're not a teacher.
Because I'm not a fucking teacher, yeah.
But the other
there
part.
Is a fucking
the
problem.
Other part, though.
Well,
I don't know about the other part.
Creep. Yeah, there's not. There's a problem on the island with teachers being rapists.
There's just a problem in general with a lot of pedophiles.
Yeah, but coincidentally, a lot of them turn out to be fucking.
Yeah, kids.
Well, yeah. Fucking and fucking like sexual assault and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of sexual assault.
Oh.
we're going to go straight into...
Who's your father? The friggin' East Coast update.
The friggin' East Coast update. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, some big fucking news, I guess you could say, is Mike Smith, the Trailer Park Boys actor, Bubbles, was charged with sexual assault.
Yeah, he was.
How do we feel about that one?
Well, I mean, it happened back in 2017. I mean, he got charged before, and it's like, I get pissed off because I see people running in the comments saying he already did it, he's already guilty, and they knew this. I knew this guy was like this. It's like, okay, it's
rape
all fucking bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Rape apologizing. You take that fucking moose head.
They'll just kick anyone out these days. but yeah.
Oh my god.
Where do we go from there?
Huh?
Where do we go from there?
I remember reading this like during COVID or
he
something.
Was
like that.
Some broad or something.
Well, apparently
that was the other one. Sorry.
Allegedly, he was beaten on some broad in an LA hotel, and they picked him up for it. Obviously, that's what caused fucking Lucy Dicatera to fucking quit the show. But she was a hack, so she quit anyway. But like I don't know.
The charges got dropped.
Yeah, they must have.
They did.
But yeah, but I guess it's coming back into fucking light.
Yeah. So, but nothing is out right now. This is my problem.
No.
Like nothing
no.
is out there.
He's been charged, but he's not been found guilty.
Yeah.
So like, I could fucking get picked up tomorrow for fucking blowing up a synagogue. Doesn't mean I did it. Doesn't mean I'm fucking guilty. You know what I mean?
Well.
I'm not that bad.
What if you got charged for stealing candy from babies?
I do that anyway.
I don't. Do people do that?
What, stealing candy from children?
Yeah.
No. They give them to children.
Wouldn't you rather steal the mother's tit? Couldn't you be like, I'd rather suck on that than you?
Okay.
It's more fun for me.
What?
Consent, obviously.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, what?
Go ahead.
Fuck off. What does a Jewish pedophile say?
Hey, kids, you want to buy some candy?
That's one of my favorite fucking jokes. You want to buy some candy?
You want to finance some candy?
You want to sell some gold for some candy?
Gold for cash. Those were the places back in the day.
Oh, my God. The greasiest, scummiest fucking places.
Yeah, they had the best stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Or the worst stuff.
But it was usually fucking stolen.
Well, that's why I said it's either the best or worst, depending on if you were white and poor or white and rich. It really depended on that.
Exactly.
If you were poor, then you went in there and it was like fucking Willy Wonka land. If you were rich, you just went, I own the store.
Yeah, you went to sell. If you were rich, you go, oh, look at these fine individuals coming into my store.
Store.
Fuck. Yeah, no, that's it's a sad state of the union, eh?
What, them being gone?
Huh?
What's the sad state of the union?
Fucking Mike Smith
pedophiles?
Being a fucking an alleged rapist.
Yeah.
Oh, well, don't meet your heroes, I guess.
See where it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we did. And he was like a wax figure. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, fucking. I've never seen an animatronic.
He's also
speak.
Like 2,000 years old, so.
That's true.
He's also four eyes. That's never a good thing.
No.
Probably got bullied a lot in school.
I hope so.
I hope so. Don't we all?
But no, it just sucks, you know. It is what it is. But speaking on the East Coast.
Well, what's going to suck more?
Okay.
That or this fucking season 13?
Oh, season 13 is going to be shit.
Oh,
I hope that's the last one they fucking do, because I don't want it.
What were
they looking for in casting, you were telling me?
I'll get to that in a minute. We are an avid kind of later season kind of hater.
Seasons 1 to 7 of the Trailer Park Boys is
peak.
Peak,
but the rest are... Like, there's maybe a good couple, but it's not great. It's really
couple
bad.
Couple episodes.
Yeah.
Not
couple
good
scenes,
seasons.
I would go for it. But, yeah, they had a season 13. They were looking for, I think, I don't know if it was a race thing, but they were definitely looking for a woman, I think, that was missing a limb.
Oh, my God.
That was part of it. I know that was part of it. So, who knows? Maybe someone fucks, like,
Licking
a
the
transgender with a bionic arm.
Oh my god.
That would be pretty. You know what? That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
You're like RoboCop.
Like a quarter Iron Man. RoboCock.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Thank you.
They have a metal dick.
Either like easy there, heavy metal dick.
Like the Tin Man is a sheet metal cock.
Can I blow the Tin Man? Anyway.
I always knew you. There was something off about you.
Yeah, I'm a drunk.
Oh. I thought it was the tail sticking out of your pants.
Well, no, that I'm just retarded.
Look, I knew that.
Fuck.
I could have told you that. Welcome the doctor
back
told you that.
To Drunk Old Den.
So okay, so we've done
come over.
We've done the Jewish accent. We've done the if you can call it an accent. We've done the retard accent. What's the next one?
Well, we all know who fucking runs the city of Toronto. Toronto, the mayor, Olivia Chow. Oh, you know what? She's the fucking reason the Jays lost. I don't care. She's the fucking reason. I'm gonna blame her.
It was communist propaganda. The Russians rigged it, obviously.
Oh, good rock. Baseball. We do not have a baseball in China. Olivia Chow signing off.
I'm going to write the insurance for all the family affected by the Blue Jays bruising the game.
Toronto. Good luck to all my fellow Torontonians. Fucking bitch. Her and fucking Doug Ford.
It's
both.
A good thing we don't live there.
Oh my god. I'd fucking leave.
Yeah.
Literally, I would fucking leave. Fuck that place.
This place is bad enough.
Oh, fuck. Well, we're going to speak on the East Coast update, too, since, like, you know, we're kind of still
nothing
going with
fucking
that.
Do here.
Well, who is that dick that crossed the fucking floor, that traitorous fuck?
Yeah, that was the MP in, I don't know where. It's somewhere in Nova Scotia.
Well, East Coast. What's his name?
Chris Dontremont.
Dontremont. Buddy fucking crossed the floor from a conservative to a liberal. And Mr. PM Mark Carney's just welcoming him with open arms. Because he's a fucking snake.
Hey, I got to ask, what do you think alienates the audience more, talking about politics? We are talking about politics. If you do not want to talk about politics, you can skip to something radar. What do you think alienates the audience more?
I don't care.
That's
I
true.
Don't care. You choose to listen to it.
That's true. Well, all two of you.
Toronto.
Yes. Anyway,
the floor. Okay.
Anyway,
okay. We're getting a little too racist here. We got to step it up.
Yeah. How do we escalate now?
Oh my god.
See, the thing is, the bar has already been set, so we need to just
the
constantly
bar ain't
exceed
too fucking
expectations.
Yeah. But yeah, that Chris Dontremont guy. Hey, we got a message from everybody who voted for you. Fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Cunt.
Slimeball.
Piece of shit. I don't get that. Like, if somebody crosses over, like after they've been elected. If they cross over to a different party, there should automatically be a by-election.
Yeah.
That's how it fucking
well,
should be.
Well, the thing they get away with it, the loophole is that they say you didn't vote for the party, you voted for the person. Just speaking anecdotally, I don't know many people that vote for the person.
Nobody,
usually they vote
nobody
for
votes
the party.
For the fucking person.
That's, but it's just how the system is set up here.
Oh, I know.
So he can just literally do whatever the fuck he wants.
So for people who don't know the system, like for the poorly educated and the Americans...
So the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah. What we do in Canada is we vote for our MP.
Member of Parliament.
Member of Parliament. But we do not directly vote for the Prime Minister. So we vote for the guy who's going to fuck up our jurisdiction in our town. But we're also voting for the party he's for. So, like, if we vote for some kike who's fucking... Oop, got to bleep that one out. If we
first,
vote for some piece
bleep.
Of... What?
First bleep.
The first bleep. If we vote for some dick who's...
Yo, that guy's a fucking... Bing! There's a...
If we... if you vote for some cock smoker who's fucking the liberal ham sandwich... If you vote for some piece of shit who's a liberal, but you like the conservative guy better, it doesn't matter. You're voting... For the fucking, you're voting for the liberal,
yeah,
and it's
so
going straight to Mark Carney.
If you like somebody, but they're on the wrong team, per se, kind of puts you in a little bit of a dichotomy, you know? But if you're also voting for the party, but the fucking person who's representing the party is a fucking loser, then you got another problem.
It's a double-edged sword, and both edges are dull as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's terrible. This fucking system sucks. We have that first past the post system, too.
Well, that doesn't fucking work either, clearly.
No, no. Like, say you and I are in a fucking election, okay? The goal is 100 votes.
Vote for me.
You get 1,000 votes in 24 hours.
Yeah.
But I get 101 votes in 10 minutes, then I'll fucking win. It doesn't matter. I could get, it doesn't matter. Popular vote doesn't matter. That is not fucking democracy.
Yeah.
That is not democracy.
Well, that's how it is here.
It's fucking disgusting. We are slowly turning into fucking communist fucking bullshit. Hey, we were fucking yelling at the CBC there down the road.
Oh, fuck. They had something set up there.
Fuck them. I hope people watching Compass tonight, I hope they were watching Compass tonight and they fucking hear, fuck you. That was me.
Yeah, we're looking at all the, we're in a nunnery here, we're looking at all the dead nuts. Fuck you! Oh, someone's pissed off.
Oh, well, look at that. A right-wing bigoted Nazi. Well, would you look at that?
he must extremist. Be a Nazi.
He must be an extremist. What a fucking
fuck. How did you guess that? I mean, just, it's crazy that they can guess that so quick.
Oh, I know, right? It's almost like assumptions lead to,
I mean, they didn't see the Confederate flag on the back.
Okay.
I'm like, no, there's no way that could have set him off.
No, no. It
wasn't me chewing on fucking wheat with my cowboy hat on.
It wasn't the Trump 28 fucking flag or nothing. Oh, my God. This is fucked up.
I'm going to do my own trucker convoy thing, except I'm just going to stand out of City Hall, stand outside of City Hall with a bicycle horn, and just bleep that shit off.
Well, you know what? If the liberals, if the left ever did their own freedom convoy, it'd be like mobility scooters, fucking crackheads on bicycles with air horns. You know what I mean? But they'd welcome with open arms.
That actually, you know what? That'd be a good platform. Is more bicycles for crackheads? Because what if their legs rot off and they need to get to the nearest crack shack?
Oh then my God!
They need to.
Near state reach.
They need to get it. Well, fuck, they need to get it. Well, this is the great thing, right? Is, you know, we need more outreach centers, but not near my place.
Not in my backyard.
God forbid.
God fucking forbid. No, not in my back. Well, you know, we need an outreach center in Brighton. Yeah, yeah, I agree. On this road. Whoa, now. Not
yeah,
in my
house. Oh, I have this thing called compassion for all these crackies, but yet, I don't want them anywhere near me. I want them put somewhere where I can't even see them. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's so ass backwards, it's nuts. I believe we need an outreach center, but I believe we also need to be helping these people at the same time.
Well, you want to talk about helping the people. Why is there no strip joint here?
We need a fucking Angie's.
Well,
on PEI.
Actually, I know why. It's because we'd all you'd be getting humped by your cousin, your second cousin.
Oh, who gives a fuck?
Well, yeah, in the heat of the moment, right? You don't know.
Well, this got incestual real quick.
She's giving you a lap dance. She's like, quick, what's your mother's maiden name? And she's like, McCannon. She's like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
I think we're related.
Shit. Hey.
No, wait.
She's giving you a lap dance. She's getting real touchy. She's like, hey, who's your father? So, well, his name's Wayne. Oh, God. Wayne who?
Yeah. Oh, boner down.
Yeah.
Wait. You're from New Brunswick? Boner back up. Yeah. Oh, wait. New Brunswick? Boner back down.
Newfoundland?
It might as well be fucking foreign.
Oh, fuck, man. You want to kiss
fucks.
The cod in Newfoundland, go to a strip joint there.
You want to kiss the cod, go down on her.
Well, that's what I was implying, but yeah.
You want to slice the trout.
Oh, God. Just get screeched in.
What is it with the fishy smell? I never got that.
Well, that's called when you open your legs.
Oh, fuck, I try not to. The last time I was on the bus, they told me the same thing.
Oh, my God.
But,
now, the last time you were on a bus, they told you a weight limit exceeded, sir.
Well, fuck.
You got to sit in the back.
I think the last time I was on the bus, they told me I had to pay.
You know what? That's one thing. I've never taken the fucking bus in, like, the last 15 years.
Yeah.
I cannot do buses.
Well, of course you can. You've never done it.
There you go. And I don't want to. I don't want to get stabbed on the fucking bus.
You also can't
bus.
Do push-ups or sit-ups.
No. That's...
Or get-ups.
How about you get up and fuck off?
All right.
Oh, my God. Now, public transport here is fucked.
Yeah, it is. I would like another train.
Oh, dude, a fucking... I don't know why they ever got rid of the train. Probably budget issues.
Well, there's a reason we got rid of it, because we couldn't afford it back then. We're already in debt. So put another one in, we'd just be in debt again.
Well, we're going to search it up here.
Okay. This is the fact-checking episode. We need to check the facts.
Okay, here. Prince Edward Island got rid of its railway because of a long decline in usage due to the rise of automobile and trucking. Passenger service ended in 1969 and freight operations stopped in 1989, leading to abandonment and dismantling the railway system. Fuck me. All right.
That's bullshit.
I would love to fuck a train.
I don't understand. I mean, if I want it, it's got to be there. Isn't that how politics work?
That is true.
I got to speak about this because if I don't, I'll forget it.
Here we go.
But yeah, this is where I get right now.
Yeah.
I've already been.
This is where we get offensive.
Yeah. No, Don Cherry was fucking right. I'm sick of it.
I was going to save this for the end, but yeah, Don Cherry was fucking
right. Well, okay,
right.
I wasn't sure, but fucking, like, what is it with the people? Like, nobody wears poppies anymore.
If you come to our fucking country, it doesn't matter if you live here, it doesn't matter if you emigrated here, it doesn't matter if you're fucking here for fucking 35 years. If you can't pay a few bucks to fucking wear a goddamn poppy until November 11th, then I don't fucking believe you don't deserve to have a say in anything.
I think there's a problem. Like, if they truly don't know what it is, I think that's more of a problem with the government.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of people that do know it, and they just don't give a fuck.
No.
Which is, like, why? Why the fuck? Like, it's the one thing we do, man. And it's only for 11 fucking days. I mean, at least 11 days. Some people do it more. I'll probably do it more. But, you know, and then you don't have to do it. Like,
well,
it's not a fucking, not mandatory, but...
Well, I'll put it to you this way. People who say Canada's like a fascist country, it's a regime and all that, blah, blah, blah. These fucking soldiers who we remember on November 11th fought and died so that you can hate your fucking country.
Yeah.
Always remember that.
These guys died so that I could be on a podcast doing Chinese accents badly.
Toronto! It's got really unserious really fucking quick.
Well, but like, what's the Japanese accent?
Banzai!
Dolphin!
Okay.
And don't they eat dolphins there?
Well, it's more like a plane doing a nosedive.
I thought they did mostly, like, looking up women's skirts.
Well.
That's why they don't have back cameras on their phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They do more groping than the factory.
And that's fucking saying something.
That is saying something.
That's fucking saying something. Jesus Christ.
The only difference is instead of getting groped by a guy dressed up in a, you know, businessman attire, it's a guy with his fucking shirt on.
It's a guy with a shitty fucking Bass Pro Shop hat on. He's got
the mullet. He's got the shitty mullet, flannel, unwashed
the
flannel.
The gay fucking porn stash. The stupid fucking dirty flannel that he hasn't washed in fucking,
no,
I don't
and
know.
The blue jeans he bought.
No, hold on. You forgot the Carhartt jacket because he's Mr. Yeah. Blue Collar. And then the blue jeans with the fucking, the half-price cowboy boots down at fucking Valley Village.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, I hate people. You know that?
Yeah, I hate that kind of people.
Douchebags.
Yeah.
Fucking douchebags.
Everybody looks the same.
Everybody.
They all dress the same.
Dude, I'm gonna fucking, like, I'm feeling old here, but, like, kids nowadays, they have the worst fucking style.
Oh, yeah.
The worst. I'm not saying I have much style, but, like, what the fuck happened to a normal fucking haircut? Now you look like a goddamn chia pet.
You had the one kid that had the bowl cut. We don't make fun of, but I feel like that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, thank God that wasn't me.
Oh no, you'd had to have hair. That's the problem we don't have.
Yeah, I'm gonna go bald by 30.
No, at least
I'm not gonna make it till 30.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck,
you could be a sick porn star.
Fucking Drunkle Jeremy.
Drunkle Sins, yeah.
Drunkle Sins! Oh, that's something I never want to imagine.
So,
help me, Step Drunkle. I'm stuck behind the bar.
What'd you say, Step Drunkle?
Step Drunkle.
Oh, man.
Hey, a man, let
I'm gonna
man
whack
live.
Off to that tonight. The thought of that. What was I going to say? Oh, in the spirit of things, I might as well mention, since it's Movember, you're going to be growing out your pubes? Almost
that
take.
Was almost a fucking spit take. That was good.
You didn't grow up your landing strip?
Get
a Brazilian?
You gotta wait till I stop taking a drink
well,
to
I
fucking
didn't,
say that?
Listen, it was on the mind.
That's fair. No, I would do Movember, but shaving my beard, it's taken a full year to grow to where it is now. My hair don't grow fast. So I ain't fucking doing Movember.
True.
Fuck that shit.
Well, I'm growing on my pubes.
That's great. I'm sure. Well, I'm sure that, like, the two women that listen to this podcast want to hear that.
Well, listen, the price of razors are going up. it's just cost efficient. And who's going to see my little jungle?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Nope, not even you. You got Dunlap's disease. Your I gut Dunlap's over your cock.
My pecker thought I was dead.
I haven't seen my willy in 4 years. That's enough to declare it legally dead. Fat bastard.
Good one.
Austin Powers.
Watch that shit. That's a fucking good movie.
That is a great movie.
Great trilogy. Well, two and a half great movies.
Now, see, I was going to go as Fat Bastard this year, but too expensive.
What do you mean?
I got to buy a kilt.
Oh, I guess, but...
I'm not wearing a plaid dress.
You could.
No, thanks.
You could go as, like, the naked Fat Bastard in bed.
Oh, my God. I just have to take my shirt off.
Slather chicken all over you.
Oh, my God. I'm dead sexy.
I think I think we would have taken the world over a long time ago if, one, beer didn't make you piss as much, and two, there was no hangovers. I think we would have invented a lot of things a lot sooner.
Well, the Irish did. They invented whiskey.
The Irish invented famine.
No. The British invented famine for the Irish.
Oh, yeah. We had potato soup and... you know, potato forks,
potato
tables, and potato kids. Because all the kids died of famine.
Fuck, even for Halloween, we were carving potatoes. Jesus yeah. Christ.
It must have been that poor fucker that, like, he got off the boat. You know, he's a Mick coming from Ireland. And I'm going to go over to New Land. So he's going to Canada or whatever. Gets off the boat, stubs his fucking toe, gets an infection, dies. What a poor bastard.
No, even worse, he lands in Newfoundland.
Well, fuck.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you know what? Every time I'm hungry, I need reparations because I think about the Irish potato famine. And, it really brings back trauma for me.
I got trauma. Yeah.
It brings back trauma. I need reparations for that.
I get trauma when I see an empty beer can because I just think about how that beer was full and it was probably happier. Because, you know, like when you're feeling empty, you feel sad. So if the beer can's empty, you feel sad.
Well, it all depends, too. Like, if the beer can's empty, then you might be feeling good after your 16th empty can.
Well, no, I have a problem because I need another.
No, just stop there. You have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
You have a fucking problem.
This is an intervention.
Isn't it always? When you listen to this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, you can fucking think, God, it could be those two.
What is this podcast? Is it
fucked?
Therapy session?
Fucked.
I like to think of it as a wiretap. Just us two talking.
Anybody who listens to this and enjoys it, have a good one. You're being investigated by the FBI.
You know, we should get a fucking... the good way to update the budget is to get an on-air sign. That would
be
the only
thing. Thinking about that. The old neon on-air sign, the applause sign.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We need an audience. We just need two people sitting in chairs.
Fuck yeah, we do. I think that would be fucking great.
Yeah.
So, no, fuck yeah. I think we do need an on-air sign.
We need like a boo sign, like just a thumbs down sign from when we say something. You know.
Can get the sound effects going for that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Fuck.
Fuck,
we can get a soundboard going. That's how we really get going.
Well, I mean, technically we have a soundboard. I made these fucking, intros, or the snippets, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, fuck.
We also have a soundboard. Toronto! That's a walking soundboard. I wonder who. I'd love to think of the people that don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah,
I just love the shitty makeup the guy's got.
Well, yeah, there's some dick on Instagram who makes fun of Olivia Chow, and I can't get enough of it. Well, it's so good.
He makes fun of a lot of people.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. And he ain't white. Big surprise.
No?
Oh, fuck.
I don't
that
like
guy ain't white.
Let's not talk about him then. we don't even
know. No, yeah, maybe we don't go there. Oh my God! But somewhere we can go is
hell.
Well, that too. But we were talking about fucking music before, so this segment is
Album of the Week.
So I'm gonna let you lead this one because I have no idea this fucking album.
This is my pick. The last couple ones have been the second last one. Was a mutual.
Yeah.
Last one was kind of your pick.
What was the second last one?
That was
Inviolet Light.
Inviolet Light. So the last one was kind of your pick. So I thought I'd pick one. And I think that's how we're going to do it. So
beautiful.
We're going to do, it's a band, one of my favorite bands.
I've never heard of them.
Not quite recently, but, I've only, probably less than a year I've known them, but I really like them. They're called Unwound.
Unwound.
And the album is their, now it's weird because it's their second album chronologically, but technically it's their third because they released an album later, but it was actually their debut. So, but it's their second album chronologically. And
how the fuck does that make sense?
Well, they recorded their first album, then they saved it.
Okay.
They had a different drummer, and then they released their first album, but it was actually their second album technically.
Okay.
And they released that album later, but this is their second album chronologically. It's New Plastic Ideas.
Cool. So what's the song we're gonna fucking play for all you
cunts?
We're gonna
start with the third track. There's a couple tracks I wanted to think of, but the one I think one of my favorites is Envelope. It's the third track.
And this is Envelope, ladies and gentlemen. We're only going to do 30 seconds of that. We're not getting paid, but I don't want it to get fucking taken down. But, so yeah.
Sponsored by the city, Shoutout.
No, we're fucking not. No, the fuck we are not.
Well, maybe one day.
I would never take a sponsorship from the city of Charlottetown. Anyway, your thoughts?
Well, okay, yeah. So, when I first got into them, I'm going to nerd out real quick.
we're going to get autistic.
Their last album they released. So, they're 90s band, but their last album they released in 2001. It's a double album. That was my introduction, and it's probably still my favorite. But I didn't pick it because I didn't think it. Well, for one, it's about an hour and 15 minutes long, so I wanted to pick this other one because it's a lot shorter. It's only like 36 minutes or so.
Oh wow.
It's just completely different style too. But anyways, that's how I got into them, and that's probably it's still my favorite. But their early shit's a lot more like they come from like the hardcore punk kind of scene.
Oh fuck
which
yeah!
I just don't get punk. Like, I want to, but I just don't get it. But
I get it. I just think it's shit.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's, like, a lot that, like, I'm not that into. There's, like, a few bands that I like Dead Kennedys and stuff, but most of it I don't care for. But this kind of stuff I can get into. I used to not like it, but I like it now. But I don't know. I picked this one because it's short, and I think it kind of shows a little bit of their both of their sides, like, the hardcore and the kind of, like, shit they would do later on. But anyways, I want to know what you think.
Well, it's definitely not my kind of shit.
Right. That's almost why I picked it.
Well, yeah, I can see that. But, like, don't get me wrong. There we go. Don't get me wrong. It is good.
Okay.
It is good. Like, for somebody who enjoys that shit,
yeah.
Like, I can definitely see why you like it. If I enjoyed this type of shit, I would fucking like it, too.
Right.
I'm not saying it's terrible. It's just not my shit. Like, I wouldn't go out of my way to listen to it.
So, there is another album they did. Called Repetition.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like their most popular, and I was going to pick that one, but when I was listening to it, it just didn't. I don't know. It's their most accessible, but I didn't feel like
it didn't resonate with me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it did. I just didn't think it would resonate with you as much.
Well, fuck, man. I don't know.
I don't know. I can nerd out about this band for fucking hours.
Oh,
I love this
fuck.
Band.
That's me with Black Sabbath. Yeah, so out of a 10, what would you give the album?
Oh man, it's hard.
Rate it out of 10. And then rate the fucking the playback listenability to it out of 10.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, it's not my favorite. My favorite is their last album. But there's not really an album from this band that I don't like. Like, I like all their albums.
Nice.
So I'd probably give it I listened to it again, and I realize how much I really like it. So I give it an 8, honestly.
Oh, fuck yeah, right on.
I really like it.
Very nice. And your
replayability. I think it's short and sweet, and I think it works in its favor. And I like how the first couple tracks are really fucking heavy and loud and short, and then the later tracks are really, like, I wouldn't call it more experimental, but they're different. Like, there's one track called Abstractions, which is, like, a 7-minute instrumental.
Ooh, nice.
And it's not, like, that heavy or anything. Like, I don't know. It's just a different album. It has, like, different sounds, which is what I look for. Like, if I find an album and there's one song that's good, but every other song sounds like that one song, what's the fucking point, you know?
That's true. That sounds different. That's true. That's, well, that's like the last album. So, everything sounds the same.
Yeah, replayability. I don't know. I'd give it a 7 or 8 too.
Cool. Very nice. Yeah, Unwound, ladies and gentlemen.
What'd you give it? You got to give it a rating.
I'd give it like a fucking very, very strong 4.
Okay. All right.
Very, and that's being generous for me.
All right. Well, you're picking the next one next, so don't go easy.
Oh, fuck no. Oh, no. We're going to get niche with it.
All right.
We're getting fucking niche with it. So, yeah, fucking. I give
ska
it a 4.
Ska's coming up next.
What's that?
We're going to play some ska next.
Ska. yeah, we're going to get really fucking niche here soon. We're going to play Rush for you, for people who don't know it. They're actually a Canadian band. Fuck. Yeah. That's one thing I fucking hate.
What?
Is people who fucking ramble on about, this band is my favorite because it's so niche and this and that, but they have 3.2 billion listeners.
This is the fucking problem, though, especially these days, is like, you find a band, you're like, oh, man, these guys are really good, but it's like, oh, yeah, everybody knows them. It's like, what does that mean, everybody? Like,
or what's worse?
I listen to bands that have millions of plays on Spotify. I've listened to bands that have, like, 10,000 monthly listeners. Like, what the fuck's the difference?
Oh, yeah.
And I get the, like, underground, like, you want to be, like, special, but, like, almost no band is. Because
that's true.
You're going to find a band that's like, oh, nobody knows this. Yeah, like, maybe, like, 90% of people don't know it. But that
10%, I know what we're doing next.
That 10% is, like, very fucking loud about how much they love it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a lot of my music, I'll be honest.
Hey, you know what? Fucking...
Is that way.
Listen, people... we're going to get real here. You can have any fucking music taste you want, okay? You can listen to fucking, like, Sabrina Carpenter or whoever the fuck. I don't care. However, I am going to judge you on it.
Yeah.
If you have an MPC music taste, if you fucking listen to TikTok tracks all fucking day, I'm going to point and laugh at you.
There's definitely a superiority thing in it.
Well, it's because I'm superior to them.
Well, I mean, we are better.
Oh, yeah.
We have a podcast. Do you have a fucking podcast?
No.
We're fucking millionaires.
No. Fuck no. We're in the fucking big leagues now, buddy. Yeah. We're in the fucking big leagues.
You're a fucking peasant compared to me.
Toronto.
Do you have a sponsorship? Because I don't.
Yeah.
But I sit on my ass talking into a microphone every 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know what? To all the teachers who say I'd grow up shitty and never amount to nothing, fuck you. That was a lucky guess.
Trying to think. Teacher didn't call you gay, did he?
No, he called me retarded.
Oh, retarded.
Yeah.
Well, same thing for you.
Well, not really. Because I am a retard.
Yeah, but, I mean, people call you fruity, too, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I wish they wouldn't do it behind my back.
I think that's why they do it, yeah.
Well, after that beer fucking last podcast, I can feel the gay fucking creeping up on me. That dragon fruit shit was good. I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't buy it again. But it was good.
Well, if I bought it again, I'd probably get a kidney stone with it for free.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know what we're doing next week, or you're not going to tell them?
Well, it's not now. It'll be 2 weeks from now. Oh, no, I know what we're doing next, okay. But I'm not going to say shit.
All right.
I'm not going to say shit. It's very... You want to talk about fucking niche?
All right.
They only have, like, fucking 50,000 people a month.
I think I know who it is, but I'm not going to tell.
Take a fucking guess.
Initials are WF. Or WG, sorry.
Yeah. So if you can deduct from that, ladies and gentlemen, you'll know what the album's going to be. So it's not Wayne Gretzky.
Wide Gape.
It's not Wayne Gretzky.
No, it's not Wayne Gretzky.
Venus!
You know what we have not mentioned? Frank the Tank. Frank McDonald.
Frankie Mac.
A fucking
Frankie
national
McDick
hero.
He's a Sydney, Nova Scotia hero.
Well, it must be the most inbred town.
Okay, guys, we're going to do a tornado siren.
Do us a favor. If you don't follow him already, or maybe you do, go to his account.
On Instagram. Even better, go to Twitter.
Or anywhere, and go to his following. You'll see there's like 4,000 to 7,000. Don't worry. You'll find it immediately.
They're all fat.
They're all BBW... women rolling around in the mud, playing around, thirst trapping, and he comments on a lot of them too.
Oh my fucking God, does he ever?
And the emojis, man. Like,
oh my God.
If emojis ever run out, he's the problem. I'm just saying that.
Well, Frankie's fucked.
Well, yeah.
Like,
I know.
How, like, didn't. That guy flosses with a mattress.
Yeah, he's got the fucking tooth cap.
Oh, my fucking God, does he ever. Listen, we're going to play something for you right now. You're going to like this. So
I don't know. Do it. Fucking do it.
It's Frankie man. McDonald, ladies and gentlemen.
Man. I'm giving you advice about a same-gender marriage. A man can marry a woman. A woman can marry a man. It's not a good idea for a man to marry another man, a woman to marry another woman. That is not a good idea at all. That can affect the health and mental health. And that's a very bad idea. It can even destroy your relationship for a man.
So, that's Frankie.
So we're going to get him on the next one.
Oh my fucking God, we're going to ruin his life.
He's
going
to have to explain where that came.
Oh my God, man. That shit's fucking funny.
Yeah.
I fucking love Frankie. Shouted out one of the boys.
He did.
Happy birthday.
Never to me, though. Even though I fucking messaged him. I literally found his Snapchat and added him on Snapchat.
He added me back.
I know. Me too, but he never fucking responded to me.
Dude.
After I sent him his video when I was drunk as shit at Sportsman. He goes, Frankie, you sent me a fucking birthday. It wasn't even my birthday. Can you say hi for my birthday?
Oh, my God. Like, people get him to say the worst shit to. Happy birthday, you're a cunt. Have a great birthday, I'm Frankie McDonald. Or, like, he'll get real horny on there, and he'll start fucking, I really, really like BBW women. I really, really want to roll around in the fucking water.
He posts the videos where he goes, what kind of woman does Frankie McDonald like?
Oh, my God, man.
All the comments.
All the fucking
wonderful comments.
And you can tell the people who just found this guy, like, you know, fucking, like, from a reel or something like that. Oh, this guy's fucking funny. And you can tell the people like us who have been there since the start.
Yeah, we are OG fucking
haters.
See, I want to bring this up, too, while we're on it. We can go back to Frankie in a minute, but fucking the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, that has become a mainstream thing. We've been bumping that fucking song for years.
That's true.
And now
that
people,
was our niche.
People are like, oh, man, look at me. I'm like,
people from fucking Texas.
My culture is not your costume.
Yeah, that's cultural appropriation.
It's cultural appropriation. Yeah. We have one thing. Let us have our one fucking thing, which is Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon fucking Lightfoot. Another national hero aside.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Another national hero. That's like, what, accent number fucking four?
Well, let's keep it going.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Have you tried our new blackjack?
Big casino. okay. Yeah, Gordon Lightfoot, another Canadian. What? Anyway, another Canadian hero aside of Stan Rogers. Probably the two best Canadian singers. Three best.
Well,
and
Frankie
Gordon
McDonald.
Downey. Well. Yeah.
He's up there somewhere.
Oh, he sure
or can. Maybe he's
sing.
Down there.
Oh, no. He doesn't have Down syndrome. He has autism.
Fuck, you can never tell these days. No, he has like that super autism. Where he's like, I was born at 5:04 a.m. I was holding on to my mother's pussy when I came out. My father was pretty mad because I looked weird.
My father was mad because my head looked like a potato.
My fucking mother was upset because my head was so fucking big. My forehead was so big. Felt like she was pushing out a watermelon.
Oh, my God.
Real bad.
Yeah. No.
What about the... No, never mind.
Okay.
I was getting rid of that deleted tweet he had.
Which one is that?
I don't even know what I want to read up. He had put out a tweet that said, too many race of people in my area.
Oh,
I need to leave.
No, he didn't delete that. That's still up there.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was deleted.
Oh,
yeah,
dude. Frank, you'll go on fucking like when he goes live. Like, his reels are one thing, okay? When he goes live, it's another
thing. Because he's, well, okay, he's a big frequenter of Dooley's.
He fucking loves Dooley's.
I wish we had a fuck. I mean, Summerside doesn't count. That might as well be a different place. That's like saying, like, you live in California, like I live in Florida. It might as well be a different fucking place.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We don't have a Dooley's here. We have fucking Pony Boat.
Well, we did have a Dooley's. Now it's a fucking gay club.
One of these days, Pony Boat's going to turn into a bit of, some Jewish lightning's going to happen.
I hope
so. Once that place fucking dries up.
I hope
so.
How do you start a flood?
Once people realize they don't want to pay fucking with a credit card to play fucking arcade games.
No, I think that's stupid. You want to talk about getting your fucking card stolen? That'll be the place it happens.
Oh, yeah. Your V card stolen probably, too.
No, that's
fucking
the factor.
And your drink stolen.
That's the factor.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway, back to Frankie McDonald. When he goes live, he gets fucked. Like, he's obviously drunk. He goes, I want the Soviet Union back. Bring back 1980 Soviet Union. I want communism. I like Soviet Union.
I'm moving to Russia.
Oh, yeah. He likes the Russians.
Frank, you can't run a fucking bath. How are you going to run? You're going to fucking go to Russia.
What about his world tour?
Oh, my God. I love it. He's going to meet all one of his fans. All one of them.
Madagascar, fucking. He can't pronounce anything right.
Well,
either.
This is our autistic fetish.
This is our lolcow.
Yeah, like we've watched all of his videos, every fucking one.
Dude, my fucking
this guy's been on YouTube for since 2011.
My old man was the OG hater of him. My old man was the OG fucking classic hater of him. Like back in the day, I'll tell this story. Back in the day, fucking Dino's. He worked at fucking Dino's Pizza. Like this is like fuck, I don't know, like 10, 15 years ago. When Frankie first rose to popularity, he put out a video after snowstorms. You're coming to Prince Edward Island looking for a lot of snow. You know, he's making fun of him, right? Like, it was fucking hilarious. But long story short, he was the first fucking person to get canceled on PEI.
First fucking person.
First person, because they put it up on the fucking Dino's Facebook page, and the fucking hate it got.
He got canceled way before Denny King.
He got fuck Denny King. He got canceled before it was cool. Ripped to the
old man. Your father walked so Denny King could crawl.
My father walked so Denny King could accept a fucking position from a liberal.
Oh, don't shove it down people's throats.
Hi, Wally. Don't shove it down people's throats. And to Heather Morrison, I'm fucking Heather Morrison. Fuck off, piece of shit. I hate Denny King.
Would you fuck her?
Would I fuck her? With a bag and maybe 10 condoms? No.
I mean, if she put me in the will. she was pretty loaded.
Listen, I'm telling you, that fucking... What the fuck was it when she was fucking doing the updates, for COVID? Drugs. And she was wearing the fucking, the slutty Santa outfit doing it.
I don't remember
Like, you
that.
Could see every fucking liver spot.
Oh, fuck. Liver spot.
I was disgusting. Fuck, it was bad. Ugh. Oh, well. Those times
were
over.
So what would she do? Was she playing,
literally.
If you show me your vaccination, if you show me your ID, I'll take
show
off,
me your vaccination,
take off
the belt. Spit on you. No, it's fucking, she'd do the updates, we have fucking, 1,000 people with COVID-19 on the island. And, that's all they do, fucking, because, fear-mongering. But, during Christmas, she wore this fucking Santa outfit. That was, all cleavage. Well, not really. But,
Score.
There was there was nothing from her fucking shoulders down to, half her tit. It was fucking bad. It was fucking bad.
Why go to the brick? I got a couch cushion right there.
Oh, God.
Ironically, COVID was the most productive / socially active I've been. I don't know what it was.
That's true.
COVID was because being told that going outside was rebellious was what the fuck? No?
Yeah.
So we were let's do it more. I'm going to go outside and I'm going to piss on a dumpster because I can do that. It was also weird. You don't know how weird it is. You think you're living in one of those places. I don't know. It's there's nobody around you. You know what I mean? There's no cars. There's no fucking, there's almost nothing
it's
happening.
It's very uncanny.
It's like a ghost town.
It's uncanny. It was fucking
weird.
Fuck, it was weird.
It was fucking awesome.
Oh, it was great.
Well, we never went to class, the online class. As soon as you told me I had to wake up at 7 in the morning to go to online class.
Yeah, to open my fucking computer. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Man, that guidance counselor was a cunt.
He was a cunt. Calling me at home. I just want to know, are you going to be in your fucking classes online? Go fuck yourself,
I don't even remember what it was, but I remember he called me into his office one time. We haven't talked about school much. We got to talk about that.
We do.
He called me in his office. This is the only time I talked to him. This is how I knew he was a loser.
PP.
But I don't even remember what class I was in. I don't remember anything. I just remember I get an announcement over the office.
Can Key come to the office?
It's at least I get out of this shithole class. So I go down there. I'm all right, what's up? He goes, well, I've been getting some comments from the teachers saying that you're thinking about killing yourself. I go,
oh, my God.
I go, yeah, maybe. He goes, are you sure? I go, no, I'm just fucking with you. I go, I don't know. I go, not really. I was I'm just saying shit. And he's like, "Oh, you sure you want to talk?" And he keeps talking. And eventually I just stop saying it. I'm literally, you know, he does that thing like in police interrogations where they say something, they just sit there and wait for you to respond. But I didn't respond to him. So he's like, "Oh, you know, how you feeling?" I just stare at him blankly. And then eventually he goes, "You know, you can leave if you want. Like, I'm not forcing you." He goes, I go, "All right." I get off and I leave. I go, "See you later, buddy."
See, there's a, like, in high school, there's a few beauty fucking, like, guidance counselors.
And you know
Brody,
what?
Brody, like, that fucking guy was a G.
I almost, like, that's the only reason I would ever be a teacher. Because I want to be the guy that, like, when I have students and, like, 20 years later, like, that guy was a fucking legend.
Fuck yeah.
Like, I want to be that, like, if I was ever a teacher, I'd want to be that guy where I'm in the bar, like, my wife just left me, you know, the kid's a fucking ankle biter, you know, like, my kid's
window
like,
liquor.
My kid's like, son, I'm like, dad, you know, like, I think I want to be in a dress, and I think I want to go to the beauty pageant. That's right, all right, I'm going to the bar. I can't deal with this right now. Go with your mother. So, I'm sitting at the bar, and I see, you know, like, oh, Mr. Keith? Yeah, I go, you taught me a couple years ago. Yeah. Oh, I failed. You're the one I fucking failed. You know, yeah.
Well, still a loser.
Hey, you know, yeah, yeah, exactly. Because we had a few of those, man. They're fucking beauties. Like, there was one prof. This one. We had one teacher. There are no profs. Profs get paid more to do nothing. Teachers get paid nothing to do nothing.
No, they get paid nothing to do more.
Do
some
more.
Some
do
teachers
more,
do a lot.
Some. Those are the ones that are losers.
Those are the ones that stand
gay,
out, though.
Yeah. But, there was like a couple we had. I can think of one. I'm not going to name him, but you know, if you know, you know. He was a fucking beauty. He was old school. Like, he'd been teaching for fucking ever.
Is that LJ?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was a fucking legend. He was probably one of my, I don't know if he, I think he was my favorite. Just, there was a couple, like, there was one we had, English teacher, and, like, it's not like he was, like, you know, he didn't, like, he wasn't like, hey, boys, I'm going to open up the windows, and if you want to smoke darts, I'm going to have my back turned. He was not like that or anything. But
well, you were hitting the pen in this fucking class.
I was. Oh, yeah, I remember. There was a time. This is back when I was a I was a degenerate.
You still are.
I was, and I still am. But I remember, yeah, I fucking I was hitting the diamond. Though the diamond pens, man, though that might have been the best era.
Shatter pens, man.
Yeah, they were the fucking dirt, the diamond pens. And you used to get like all these different flavors, like,
oh,
you know, like,
yeah,
gelato cake and fucking strawberry and all that shit. And I remember I used to buy them in the fucking bathroom. There was a plug in the bathroom. And I'd fucking message him. I'd be like, yo, you got those? He goes, yeah. And I'd fucking meet him up, give him the give him $50, 50 or 45 bones. I get a pen. I go, fucking thank you, buddy. Yeah, pleasure doing business. I go, yeah. So I go back to class, and this teacher, who's a fucking beauty, he left. So I just hit the fucking pen, and I blow the smoke all over his desk.
Oh, my God.
And it's a shatter pen, so it's probably going to go away, but I didn't really give a shit. I remember there was one time I was in math class, and he was like, at the end of the class, he was like, there was like 25 minutes left. He's like, yeah, you can just do homework or whatever. He's like, I'm done for the day. I was like, okay. I go, yeah, can I go take a piss? He goes, yeah, okay, whatever. So I go to the bathroom. About 50 seconds later, like almost a minute later, fucking another guy walks in the bathroom. He goes, yeah, you too. I go, yeah. We both took our pens. As soon as I got in the bathroom, I had my pen out, and then he comes in.
Fuck yeah.
But I never got caught because I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yeah, the people who get caught are fucking retards.
That one bathroom in the rural, though, by the fucking, not the teachers, on the office.
Yeah.
All, like, dude, there'd be, like, 20 kids and they're vaping. I'm like, I went to the bathroom like a handful of times, like maybe half a dozen times.
Dude,
like,
one thing you'll find, you'll not believe me, I never used the bathroom at the rural once the 3 years I was there.
Now, when you say bathroom, because I've never taken a
shit. I didn't shit.
Okay,
nothing.
I don't believe you.
No, I believe me all you want. I never fucking did. I could not.
You didn't even go to the
it.
Bathroom just for to get the fuck out of class?
No.
I don't believe it.
Oh, well, fuck. I'd say, yeah, I need to piss. I'd walk around.
Right.
But I'd never go piss. Because right. I never had to. I never did anything. I never drank water. Never did
problem.
Nothing.
I think that's a fucking problem.
I hope so.
I think your bladder's broken.
Oh, coming from fucking the diesel
I got the bladder of a
on.
Woman. I would know. I piss every 30 seconds.
True. Anyways,
I'm pissing right now. You just can't see because I'm wearing black pants. No, no condom forever or whatever Black Panther said. I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
Anyway.
Here's okay. What are we talking about now? So there weren't a lot of Indians in our class.
There was not. Like, we fucking, like, we missed the Great Divide.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, maybe 4 or 5 Indian dicks in the school. It was all Chinese when we fucking went.
Yeah, we had to get clever with our insults. You know what I mean? Like, nowadays, like, people just go, you're fucking Indian, you're Asian. Now, back in the day, it was like, you look like me, but you have, like, you know, like, one of your teeth are fucked up. Like, that was your problem.
You can't handle the tooth.
Yeah, you were called, like, fucking, I don't know, One Tooth Ron or something. Like, that was your nickname, you know?
Flapjacks.
Yeah, that was your fucking, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Good night. Flapjacks.
Say flapjacks, pancakes. Flap. Yeah,
fucking. And then it just gets shortened over time because you got to set a flap. Could they flap?
Could they flappy?
Yeah.
That was so bad. Man. Yeah, no, we had to get creative back in the day with our insults. Nowadays, it's just slurs.
I mean, we had a fair share of those, too.
That's true.
Like, as soon as grade 7 hit, everything was gay. You're a homo. This is a homo.
You're a homo.
You're gay.
This guy's a fag. Yeah. Fuck you. It was funny.
But somehow, you know, it's like, oh, you're gay. But it's like, you kiss boys. Well, that's different.
That is true. There's a difference between a gay dick and a faggot.
Exactly.
There's
a big difference.
A faggot is some guy that rides his fucking Harley at 6 in the morning and wakes the whole neighborhood up. A gay dude, or sorry, it's not even a gay dude. It's like a fag and a faggot. A faggot is that Harley dick. A fag is some guy who kisses dudes. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's a big fucking difference there.
Like, I feel like people don't call each other gay anymore. They just call it, like, I feel like gay is like you're doing gay things. You know what I mean?
It's not used
like
the way it used
you,
to be.
Like, mowing people, your lawn at 3 in the morning, that's a gay activity.
That's fucking
faggoty.
That's
a fucking gay activity.
That's faggoty.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit of a fag. Yeah, because that's a bit of the Harley thing, too.
If you're blaring music, like if your upstairs neighbor is blaring music at 1 a.m. and you got to work in 2 hours, that's a faggot.
Yeah.
That's a faggot. Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with that. Well, I mean, as far as saying it.
And whoever's getting offended for me saying that, it's just a word.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking word. It's not used against the gay community. It's used against fucking people who are faggots.
Yeah.
People who are assholes.
Well, like, you know, like, queer was an insult, but now they accept that. So, like, how far are they going to go? That's what I want to know.
I mean, like back in the day when you did something stupid, I'd call you a retard. I do that now. But I wouldn't go out of my way.
Yeah, why isn't that okay? Why can't us, the retards, claim that word? You know, you have, you know, the Mexicans have their words. The black people have their words. Why can't the retards like us
turd,
have the
you
words?
You turd, retard nation.
Exactly. Like, just because I don't wear a helmet doesn't mean I'm not retarded.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't go out of my way to fucking call like some severely autistic guy a retard. I'd never do that in public.
Except for Frank.
Oh, yeah, Frankie, definitely. But, like, if somebody does something stupid, I call you fucking retard. You know what I mean? Like, words have the English language.
Like, if your friend
is fucked.
If your friend is drunk and he's hitting on a heifer,
let him.
And he no.
Let him learn his lesson.
Yes, but hold on. If you're going, buddy, like, you just broke up with your girl, you're hitting on a beluga. What are you doing? He goes, I don't give a fuck. I go, you're a little retarded. He's being a retard. That's how this works. So, and if your friend, you know, you're sitting at the bar with him, you go, fuck, you know, like, what have you been up to? He goes, I'm just drinking Bud Light all day. I go, yeah, that's a bit
you
of a fag.
A fag,
yeah,
you?
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's levels to it. It has nothing to do with being gay.
No. No.
I just go, oh, okay, you suck cock and you're gay. That's how that works.
Yeah, it's just a coincidence you're a fag.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's a good place to start the conclusion here, buddy.
Yeah?
I think so. You have any closing remarks?
Wear your fucking poppy.
Fuck yeah.
Drink some beer for the troops. What else? Take those empties back to Aubrey's Bottle Exchange so you can get more beer out of it.
Fuck yeah. Remember, every 96 beer is a free beer. 5 cents can.
What's the last accent we're going to do? We're going to draw it out of a hat.
We're going to draw it out of a hat. What's the most offensive one we could do? I think we missed the one of the very big ones, very, very good ones. My Vindaloo accent.
I'd like a double-double, please.
A triple single with rice?
You want the Whopper?
Yeah, can I get a double-double? Sorry.
Death to Old Spice. I fucking do not like Old Spice. I fucking do not like Axe Body Spice.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, Rocky, jingle bell.
See,
that's another thing.
That's not even racist. That's Canadian accent. That's Canadian
breed accent.
It's a
bilingual fucking country.
Yeah, exactly. Punjab and poor. That's the only two accents.
Poop job. Yeah. I don't have much conclusion. Fucking wear your poppies. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, Don Cherry was fucking right, okay? I don't care what you fucking think. If you fucking, if you live in Canada, you fucking, well, you leech off our fucking tit, you should wear a fucking poppy because those goddamn people over in Fuckheadistan fought for your goddamn freedom.
Well, there's still other two more things we should mention. First of all, he got thrown under the bus by his own fucking pal,
fuck
Ron
him.
McLean, so fuck him. Second
fuck
of all,
him. He's a weatherman from Red Deer. Fuck him.
You're a loser, yeah. And what's his career done now? Nothing.
Nothing.
Fucking went down the toilet.
Exactly.
Like it belongs.
Exactly.
Second thing, he was not racist. It wasn't a
no.
racism
Well,
thing.
He was, in nowadays standards, he was pretty offensive. But
he was talking
he was
about people, but he wasn't talking about, like, specific group. He was just saying people that come here.
Yeah.
Immigrants.
No, I'm not talking about that incident. I'm talking, like,
oh.
You should see Don Cherry's talking about women's hockey.
Okay, but I'm talking fuck. Specifically about, because this is the thing that got him canceled, was this
okay,
thing.
Yeah. No, he said you people. That means you and I, whether you're black, white,
I fucking heard
brown,
a lot of people say that.
Doesn't matter.
How people talk, man.
Yeah, well, he
that's
was...
like saying you guys.
He was the start.
Yeah.
Well, he
oh,
was the
yeah.
first one to
that
go.
Was back in the day. That,
well,
was,
he,
like,
he technically,
that was like 10 years ago.
Technically, he was the second one to go because fucking Wayne G went first.
Well, yeah.
But yeah,
we're coming to Pennsylvania Island looking for a lot of snow, and you people don't know what snow is.
Yeah, you people don't wear your fucking poppies.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What's the deal with poppies? All you people aren't wearing them. You need to get out there and wear them. Our people didn't die so you could be flinging cow shit everywhere. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
What's the deal?
What? Okay. We're fucking, let's wind it down here. Let's get
and what's the deal? I go to the DMV, and all the people there, it sounds like two ducks fucking.
Oh, my God. Well, ladies.
Sounds Jerry. Where did that come from, Jerry?
Damn.
I'm trying a new one. Trying a couple new jokes. I'm
trying a Seinfeld accent.
Not I'm going fault. After the woke left.
It's not my fault she was 14.
She looks sexy. You gotta tell these ones, stop looking so good. I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't look if you didn't look so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Drunkle's Den. Remember, Christmas is around the corner.
Do your homework.
Christmas is around the corner.
But
wear your fucking
Remembrance Day first.
Remembrance Day first. I'm putting my tree up tomorrow, but I'm not going to light it up
Charlie
until...
Brown. I see it. Yeah,
oh,
Brown
yeah.
Tree.
The fucking Charlie Brown tree's up.
I'll tell you what, buddy. I cannot wait for next time's episode.
It's going
to say next
good.
Week, but
it's going to be good.
Week. It's going to be a fucking good one.
It's going to be good. I think the episodes are getting better and better as they go.
Yeah. This is... You could say this is technically our Remembrance Day one.
Yeah.
Are
well,
we?
I'm going to... It's going to be released Monday.
Are we going to do one for that?
No.
I almost feel like we should.
Oh, fuck. Maybe. Who knows?
We might do.
You'll
see.
You'll fucking see.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Drunkle's Den. I'm Drunkle Ross.
Chief Keefe here.
Signing off. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, wear your fucking poppies.
Thank you.
Have a fucking good one.
See ya.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.